I've been busy. The bottle started to tip, and I caught it just before it fell off my lap. 3 cases in the past month. I got my car detailed. I haven't had 1 minute to myself. Malcolm sighed. You know what we need? I asked the ghost. Perimeter wards around the property, so we get some warning when unexpected visitors decide to drop in. Why don't you work on that? He drifted toward me.
Alice?
I took another drink from my bottle of scotch. Just leave me alone, would you, please?
Fine.
He vanished. I looked at Charles. Drink? I held out the bottle. It slipped from my fingers and fell. Charles moved so fast that he blurred. He was suddenly up the steps and at my side, the bottle in his hand.
Wow,
I hiccuped. Good catch.
Alice,
it sounded like a reproach. We stared at each other. Finally, I held out my hand. Either drink or give it back. Charles tilted his head and regarded me silently. He glanced at the label, then brought the bottle to his lips. I was willing to bet the vampire had never drunk whiskey straight from the bottle in his life. Still, he somehow managed to look entirely graceful while doing so. I reached for the bottle and Charles reluctantly handed it back. I took a drink, wiped my mouth inelegantly with the back of my hand, and blinked up at him. You didn't have to come out here. I would have called you back. Eventually. Probably.
What has happened to you, Alice? For nearly 6 weeks since you awoke from the coma, you do not sleep. You work all day and night. You drink excessively. You've lost weight. You avoid your friends and you speak unkindly to your ghost.
I didn't need to ask how he knew all that. Somehow Charles always seemed to know what was going on. No matter what I said or how angry I got, he maintained surveillance on my house. I didn't even bother to complain about it this time.